call that God is sending to us this morning. Book of Psalm 107, we read from 19 to 30. Start from 19. I'm reading from New King James Version. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of all their distresses. He sent forth his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wondrous works to the children of men. Let men sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Those who go down to the sea in ships, those who do business on great waters, they see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep, for he commands and raises the stormy wind, which lifts up the waves of the sea. 26. They mount up to the heavens, they go down again to the depths. Their soul melt because of trouble. They feel to and fro and stagger like a broken man, like a drunken man, and are at their wits' end. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brings them out of their distresses. He calms the storm so that the waves are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet. So he guides them to their desired heaven. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. Let's bow down our heads. Father, we just want to thank you. We bless you. What a mighty and awesome day. What an awesome moment to be in your presence. Father, accept our thanks in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, whatever that will not allow our thanksgiving to be accepted before you this morning, our offering, our sacrifices of thanksgiving, Father, Lord, we pray, remove it from us in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let your mercy prevail this morning. Amen. Let your mercy prevail this morning, Lord. Amen. Let your word do something great in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Father, as we continue, you will continue with us. Amen. Lord Almighty, I commit my servant to your hand, and I pray, Lord Almighty, as your word comes forth, let it be a word of power, Amen. Word of deliverance, Amen. Word of honor, Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Today, O Lord, anything that will not allow your word to hit deep into our heart, Father, we remove it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. He sent forth his word. That's the title of the message. He sent forth his word. God respects his word more than his name. So the first thing that the children of Israel did, you know, from that passage that we read, was that when they found themselves in distress and they cried unto the Lord, they didn't complain. So that is number one. Let us never complain about distress when it comes. Jesus Christ has told us, in this world, you will do what? We encounter troubles. He said, but be of good cheer, for I have conquered. So we should never complain when we fall into distress. What we should do is that just cry unto the Lord. Okay? So that means there is a word for every situation. But you must cry to him. You must cry to him. You must open your mouth that I need help. Okay? Like when you are doing things, the children will be running around you. Ah, can't you see that I'm doing this thing? Can't you come and help? You did not ask for help. Praise the Lord. Have you encountered that? The children will tell you, Mommy, you didn't ask for help now, so why should I bother you? Why should I disturb you? Praise the Lord. The same thing God is telling us. Ask for help. Do not keep quiet. So the word of God is capable of reversing every irreversible in our lives. I don't know what it might have been told. I don't know the type of report you will have gotten from the doctor. I want you to know one thing. There is nothing that is not reversible. The word of God can do that. The power of God is behind every of. Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4. Quickly. If you are there, you can also read, please. Ecclesiastes 8, 4. It's very clear there about it. There is power. Okay. Can you imagine that? Who can ask him? That is why when Yoruba ask pray, they will say, he is the only, you know, he is the only Kabieshi. The meaning of Kabieshi is, who can ask, who can query him? That's how our kings are greeted or are saluted. When you appear before a king, you proceed and say, Kabieshi. But those Kabieshi are fake. They are what? They are fake. There was a story of a king in Efualaye. Efualaye is very close to Okemesi. That's my village. You know, Okemesi, London. Don't know whether you have been there. You know, the place is like London. Quiet, beautiful houses, beautiful streets, well-planned, you know. And then the weather. Oh, that is why we call it London. People can attest to it here. So there was this king that's very close, you know, there was this village that's very close to Kemeshi. So the Oba used a 5-year-old girl for ritual. Ritual of long life and all these things that he do. And there was cry all over. And they cried to the palace. And the king felt as she is not aware of what was going on. And that he's going to help them. And they start searching for all these babies. But you know, there are Etioban locals. In Yolunjebe. I don't know how to put that in English. Huh? Spies. Yeah, good. There were spies around. So they went back to the parents. Despite that, the woman almost cried her life out. And her eyes also, almost coming out of the, you know, on the palace ground. King assured them to go home. But the spies eventually, look, your daughter disappeared in the palace. And the police came in. This was during the colonial era. The police came in. Investigation was made, you know. Was made. The king was arrested. He was convicted. He, the Babalawo, and two others, they were hanged. So, where is the Kabieshi there? So, all those Kabieshi are just fake. The real Kabieshi is the King of Kings. Our God is powerful. He cannot be questioned. That is what that passage is telling us. So, there's a power behind the word of God. And that power brings about performance. So when the king speaks, it is back up. The power backs it up. And the power of God is more than the word of the president of this country. Praise the Lord. Let's look at Hebrews 4:12. Hebrews 4:12 is telling us that the word of God has no limitation. It cannot be limited by time, nothing. For the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. Can you imagine that? Discerner, that is the Holy Spirit, the word of God. So the word of God has no limitation. There is no obstacle that can withstand it. I pray for you this morning. By the power of the word of God, every power that is against that, your joy, your destiny, your health, is frustrated in the mighty name of Jesus. Because he said, by his words, you are healed. You are healed by the word of God this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray by the power of God,
Every power that's against your vision and dream is frustrated in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power of the word of God, every power that's against your vision, that's against your dream, is frustrated in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we can ask ourselves, why is the word of God so powerful? Why? Psalms 138 verse 2. Psalm 138 verse 2. Answer that question. God has deposited so much power in his word. It's very clear. He said, God respects his word more than his name. Can you imagine that? So if anything is troubling you, you get the word. That is why we have to make sure that we are familiar with the word of God all the time. For every situation that I've gone through, there is a word for it. You go into the word and then you say, Father, this is your word. You said it. Perform your word in my life. It must come to pass. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Difficult situations that I found myself in the past. That I found myself as a result of sin, not because of anything. I still went to the word, to God, quoting his word, and I have my breakthrough. You will have your breakthroughs in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God is very powerful. Because God has deposited so much power in his word that he made his word more powerful than his name. So whatever name situation has been given to you, let me tell you, it is subject to the word of God. No matter the name of, if you look at Mark chapter 5 verse 25, there was a woman there, you know, the man with the issue of blood. That was the name given to that woman. But when he encountered the word of God, Jesus Christ, what happened? She got her healing. You will get your healing this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God has power to make anybody, to make nobody to become somebody. Luke 5:10. Let's go there. Luke 5:10. It's nobody, but the word of God can make you to become somebody. Luke chapter 5 verse 10. Let me read it from here. And so also were James and John, and the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, do not be afraid. From now on, you will do what? You will catch men. These were fishermen, professional fishermen, who have labored all night, and they caught nothing. Simon Peter was there. His able partners were there. The sons of Zebedee. Professional fishermen, professional swimmers. They've labored all night. They caught nothing until Jesus Christ came during the day. And they were even arguing, look, we don't catch during the day, the fishes during the day. But now the fishes are gone. We catch them at night. But Jesus Christ said, launch your net into the deep. Just because they obey, they become fishers of men. That word was spoken into their life, but that word came to pass almost 3 years after. Is that not so? Praise the Lord. Almost 3 years after. Or more than that, maybe. After Jesus has already left. So, no matter the dream, no matter what God has spoken into your heart, believe it, it shall definitely come to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus. So the power, the word of God has that power to make somebody to become, to make nobody to become somebody. And then the power of God has no limitation. Mark 4:12. Mark 4:12. The power of God, the word of God has no limitation. Let's look at the book of Mark, chapter 4, verse 12. You see there. Are we there? Look at it. Okay, let's read from 11 in order to catch it. And he said to them, to you it has been given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. For those who are outside, all things come in parables. So that they may see and not perceive. Hear and hearing, they may hear and not understand. Lest they should turn and their sins be forgiven them. Praise the Lord. And he said unto them, Do you understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. May you be a sower in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. The power of God has no limitation. And the power of the word of God has no limitation. The power of the word of God has no limitation. And the God himself has no limitation. I pray every problem that defines your life, contrary to the purpose of God for your life, they are scattered this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God shall consume them by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Every situation that has given you a different name that God has given you, that has given you a name contrary to what God wants you to be, that situation disappeared this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power of the word, every impossibility in your life shall turn to possibility in the mighty name of Jesus. By the power in the word of God, the word of God will move you to greater glory in the name of Jesus. You will move to greater glory in the mighty name of Jesus. You will move from grace to glory and then from glory to glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And you continue to climb higher and you begin to fly. And after flying, you begin to soar like an eagle in the mighty name of Jesus. Number three, the word of God is unchangeable. The word of God is what? Unchangeable. The word of God has healed before. Therefore, it can still heal now. Do you believe that? Amen. The word of God has power to pass whatever, to bring to pass whatever he has promised in your life. Amen. Amen. The word of God has power. There was a woman, never married in her life. And the word of God kept on coming, don't worry, you will get your own husband. Then, age 50. By that time, don't you think she will have forgotten about the word of God? Age 51. Age 52. I think it was about age 55. Came in contact with Pastor Kumuyi. The wife of Pastor Kumuyi died, and the man has to remarry. And the woman instantly become Momijiu. Can you imagine that? This was somebody who has been in the process of getting married. Like somebody said, he said, any lady at the age of 18, the issue of marriage is already on her mind. And she started praying. She started imagining the type of husband she wants. And this woman up to the age 55 before the word of God come. The word of God will come to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. So don't let anybody deceive you that the word of God is not powerful. The word of God is very powerful. It is unchangeable. And it will come to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. So whatever is happening to you right now is temporary. I want you to know that. You know when the Pharisees, they send people to John the Baptist. Go and ask, who is he? He will expect somebody else. Is he the one coming? No. He first of all told them who he was not. He said, I am not the Christ. If you read John chapter 1, verse 1. I am not the Christ. The one that is coming, that's already among you. He said, I'm not even fit to do what? To unlace the lace of his shoe. The word of God will come to pass in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So, whatever we are going through right now is temporary. Please. Whatever is happening will definitely pass away. And you will retain your sanity in the mighty name of Jesus. You will reach that goal in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever miracle that God has given you or that has shown you that is going to perform your life, the Lord will do it for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every of his promise that he has promised you from the beginning will manifest in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God is God himself. That's number four. John 1:1. I've mentioned it earlier. It said in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Anything God can do, his word can also do. We read it.
Psalm 107 verse 20. Anything God can do, His word can also do it. We are going to arise this morning. Our time is far gone. And we are going to pray. We are going to say, by the word of God, I command every virus that is ravaging the world to be neutralized in the mighty name of Jesus. COVID-19 is coming in various strands or various things now, you know. And they even tell us now we must be using double masks. And federal government is even planning to send masks everywhere now, free of charge, so that we will not even need money to buy it. But we are going to pray that by the word of God, every virus that is rampaging the world tonight, now, today, be neutralized. COVID-19, be neutralized. Do you know that this virus, Ebola virus, is resurfacing in Congo again? And I said, wow, this is going to be a double jeopardy, double tragedy for Africa. But we can pray it out. By the power of God, by the power in the word of God, every virus rampaging the world, be neutralized in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as you lifted up Jesus Christ, lift me up. Let every arrow of the wicked back to sender. Lift me up above every arrow. Lift me up above every arrow of the wicked. You lifted up Jesus Christ above every arrow, above principalities and powers. Lift me up. Lift me up beyond my visions in the name of Jesus. Lift me up to greater glory. Let the word of God come as light. The word of God come into my life as light. Darkness must give way. Darkness must give way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, wherever there is confusion, I want you to know that wherever there is confusion, darkness, and helplessness, God will share, shine His light on them in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to pray. Father, you are the Father of light. Remove every darkness from my life. Remove every darkness from my secular career. Remove every darkness from my nation. Remove every darkness from your church in the mighty name of Jesus. Shine your light. By the power of your word, shine your light. Every problem has ears and can hear the word of God. Hannah spoke to the mountain of barrenness and she gave birth to 5 children. Among the 5 children was Samuel, the kingmaker. Speak to God. Speak the word of God this morning. What is that situation in your life? What is that barrenness? Speak the word of God to you this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hannah spoke to the mountain of barrenness. The mountain gave way. What is mountain of joblessness? Mountain of underemployment, unemployment. We speak to you. Give way this morning. By the word of God. Command every mountain in your life to move. Command every mountain in your life to move. The word of God will heal you. In the mighty name, in the name of Jesus. The word of God that healed is the same word that delivered. Heal me. Heal me. What are those physical distress that you have? What are those psychological distress that you have that you cannot even tell anybody? Let the word of God perform this morning. In the name of Jesus, there shall be Passover. That destroyer shall pass over you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Brethren, when the word of God is spoken, the sick get healed, the bound are set free, troubled souls have peace restored. Say, Father, restore your peace into my life this morning. Heal me. Set me free. I trust in your word.
Fulfill my destiny, Lord. I always remember that the thought you have towards me is not of peace, not of evil. So give me an expected end. Fulfill that destiny. Our children will not die young. Father, fulfill your word in their life. You have said, we will not cast our yoke. He said, anybody that died at 100 years shall be regarded as a child. So why won't I enjoy long life and prosperity? In the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we thank you. We worship you for your word. Your word is beautiful. Your word is mighty. You respect your word more than you respect your name. Respect your word in my life. According to the book of Isaiah chapter 65, begin from verse 20, and read to the past. It says, you will not die young in the mighty name of Jesus. You will live to declare the great works of the Lord. Your children will not bring forth for trouble. Yes, that's what the word of God says. You will not bring forth for trouble in the mighty name of Jesus. Your children shall be big, they shall be healthy, they shall be better than you in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you have known the date of birth of your children, you will not know the date of their death. You will not use your own hand to bury your own children. In the name of Jesus, so shall it be.